Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Canseco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to home to get Lansford. Phillips moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Tettleton moves to third. Griffin moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is hit by the pitch. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia. Williams reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon catches it and throws to home to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royster moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. Redus moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redus scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polonia for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Canseco hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Leeper now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen bunts towards the mound. Leeper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leeper. Gielen moves to third. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Gielen. Royster moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Griffin catches it and throws to first to double up Redus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Terry Steinbach now catching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk scoops up the ball and tags Griffin for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polonia for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.